With Senator Bruce Tarr now at Gloucester City Hall. And Senator Tarr, you're spending some time in Gloucester the last few days.
Well, it's good to be in Gloucester when I can be. And it's actually a nice change of pace, Rick, because we've just concluded debating the state budget last week, which is a time that usually has me at the State House, sometimes nearly around the clock for a period of about 2 weeks. So now that the schedule legislatively is lightened up just a little bit, it's nice to be able to come home and get to a lot of events.
And a couple of major events in Gloucester. First of all, earlier this week, the opening, or at least the ribbon-cutting ceremony at the Veterans Administration Clinic in Gloucester. Very big.
It's huge. It's huge to have a Veterans Clinic in Gloucester. It's something that we should never take for granted. There was a time when it was in question as to we would have one here, and then certainly it was at the hospital, but then it needed to find a new home. There were some issues around the suitability of that new home, but I'm really proud, Rick, of this city once again, because the veterans community said, look, we're not really happy with the original plan, but we're going to roll up our sleeves, we're going to work together, and we're going to create a plan that's right. And to their credit, the Veterans Administration, the landlord, everybody worked together. And I got to tell you, what a thrill it was to walk through that front door and see what's been created there for our veterans. It is amazing.
Yeah, I haven't been in there yet.
It's spectacular. And soon I hope everybody will get a chance to see it. Yesterday was sort of a preview for a number of people in a ribbon cutting. But number one, it's great that we're still going to have a veterans clinic in this city. Not every community has one. And number two, it's great that it was done right. And the only reason it was done right was because everyone worked together. And that's really gratifying to see.
Senator Tarr, the other thing is, you know, Gloucester's on the map now big time because of the opioid issue, the Angel program, but the legislature's gotten involved too.
Well, absolutely. And in fact, last year I was very pleased to insert into the budget some money to be able to help the Gloucester Police Department and two other police departments further develop the program, because Chief Campanello deserves tremendous credit for stepping out ahead and creating a program and doing things that police departments don't usually do. But what that also means is they need some more resources, because they're adding to their job. So we were able to put $100,000 in the budget last year to help with that. This year, we came back, and in the Senate version of the budget, and the House version for that matter, there's significant funding to add beds, which is a big problem that the Angel program has highlighted, right. Is that when you get to that golden moment when someone wants treatment, you've got to be able to get them into a bed quickly to capture that moment. And so we're working on creating more beds. I actually had an amendment in the Senate version of the budget to create a plan for that. So it works both ways. We were able to push some money into the Angel program, and it's been able to send us good information about what we need.
Okay, and finally, your reason for being in Gloucester today.
Well, today is the raising of the Pride flag here at Gloucester City Hall, and one of the greatest things about Gloucester, and you and I grew up here, and we know this has always been a community that welcomes people from all walks of life with a whole host of different issues of diversity, and we've always been one community. And so the raising of the Pride flag, to me, is an absolutely fitting event for this community, because we've always welcomed everyone. This is just putting a punctuation mark on that for the world to see.
Thank you for your time, Senator.
Thanks, Rick.